Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend John Deaney. How many times have I said that name over the last 11 or 12 years? A lot of times, I'm happy to say. John is a TAB Board's leader. Alternative Board is the name of that organization he's a part of. He helps dozens and dozens and dozens of CEOs grow their businesses and has done this over the years for so many people. He's the author of his new book is called Hunting in a Farmer's World. And folks, I promise you, you will thank me if you buy this book and read it. So check that out wherever books are sold. JohnFDeaney.com, right, John?
That's right. No punctuation, just
there
all together.
JohnFDeaney.com, D-I-N-I. Hey, John, take us out with some more thoughts on how to be more of a hunter and less of a manager when it's appropriate.
Let's talk about delegation just for a second, because if you have a number of employees, you're going to have some people in your organization that are hunters as well. They may not be inclined to own their own business. They may have family obligations, all the things that you put at risk when you went into business for yourself.
Right.
But they're still hunters.
I call them entrepreneurial employees. They want to take risks, but they want to do it with your money.
Sure. Yeah. And when they make a mistake, like my friend Larry Linney says, it's their fault, but it's your consequence.
That's right.
But, you know, when you're delegating, don't delegate to somebody just because they answer to you. So if you have a great salesman and he's out there all day long and he's hunting and hunting and hunting and it's what he lives for, you're not doing him or yourself any favor by saying, hey, good news, congratulations, I'm going to let you start preparing all the sales reports and the sales metrics, because, you know, that shows how much confidence I have in you. He's going to hate it as much as you do, and he's not going to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about hunting tasks and farming tasks have to be given to farmers. You don't want to start taking your hunters and making them into farmers by loading them up with the stuff that you don't like, because it's not going to be done any better and it's not going to help.
How do you figure out if someone's a hunter or a farmer? How do you determine that?
Oh, I think that's pretty plain. I think, you know, hunters are creative problem solvers. They come to you with answers rather than
questions. They take initiative.
If they find
a problem, they don't just bring you the problem. They bring you at least a solution.
Yes, and it may not be great, and they may make
right.
a mistake or two,
right.
but that's just the cost of bringing them up to speed. But, you know, when you start, they're the people in your organization that you say, okay, I need this done, and I think what you should do first, and they look at you and say, I can figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't need a step-by-step. You know, and other employees will come to you and say, you know, you'll give them an assignment. I'd like you to figure out how to do this. And it'll be a week or two later, and you say, how are you coming on that? And they go, well, you know, I haven't quite decided the approach.
That's a farmer.
I'm not really
That's
sure.
a farmer.
That's a farmer.
This is how you discover this, folks. And one of the things I've done, John, over the years is say, look, don't bring me – if you identify a problem, something that's frustrating you or whatever, don't bring me the problem unless you've thought about it enough to also include some kind of a suggestion for a solution. Even don't worry that it may not be the one we use. Don't worry that it's not perfect, but make sure you bring me some kind of a solution. The farmers will, the hunters will do that. The farmers, if they do it, it'll take them longer, like you were saying.
Yeah,
that's how you pick them out. That's how you segregate them. And there's nothing wrong with doing that, is there? Because what you're going to accomplish when you find this out is you're going to accomplish making your employees happier.
Right. One of my longtime TAB members, I've worked with him for 12 years now, has two ceramic jars on his desk. One says questions and one says answers. If you come in with a question, you have to put a nickel in the jar. If you come in with an answer, you get to take a quarter out of the other jar.
That's pretty good.
And, you know, there are some people that are happy to put nickels in all day long.
All day long,
they
yeah.
They don't want to do the answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And folks, and this is what you got to decide, you know, who's going to be, you got to make sure you got farmers and farmer jobs and hunters jobs. But then you got to make sure that you have the right mix, right? Because sometimes you got too many farmers, you need more hunters, you got to make some changes. Hey, John, yeah, I need your website again, please.
John F. Deeney, DINI.com.
Can they find out all about the new book, Hunting in the Farmer's World, there?
Yes, they can. They can buy it there or my other books and see what we do in the consulting world.
Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. Thanks, John, for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great
John
to talk to
Deeney,
you.
John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingham, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.